suffer.
No, I don't blame you. My parents wanted to move my mom wanted to move when she was young in the 50s. Everyone from Chicago, which is where I was born, to California, they never did. So when she got old enough and had her own family, off we went to Florida. Stay where it's warm. But you were down here training, did you say, after the war? Or?
I beg your pardon?
You said you were in Tampa, actually, back after around the war, you said, or? You said you were at Tampa before.
Well, I don't have my hearing aids.
No, you said you were in Tampa. You were in Tampa back in the 50s or the 40s, or when were you in Tampa?
I had my own airplane, and I flew down to Florida one time. And, it was in the southern part of the state and flew up to the northern part of the state.
Oh, okay.
Saw some friends. Landed at an airport on an island, which was just right off of Florida. In mid-Florida or northern Florida, which is kind of strange. That's been long ago. I got rid of the airplane, I think, in 1987.
Mm-hmm.
I still have a pilot's license, but I don't fly anymore.
How old are you?
My Corvette.
Mm-hmm. How old are you, Dick?
I'm 83.
Wow. Okay. I wasn't sure. You sound good. You sound like you're in your 60s.
Yeah, well, they always tell me that, too. They ask me about, and for some reason or other, I went over to the Veterans Administration, which is close here, and I had some neck pain, and they had me, and I've been over there a couple of times, as a matter of fact, yesterday. I had my right shoulder replaced because I had a torn rotator cuff, and then I injured it playing golf, so I had to have it replaced, which was, about 5-6 years ago. But it doesn't bother me. I can I do all the exercises and stuff. Jeff, you want to write about the days that I was racing the Singer?
Yeah, it was. I have a website called Forgotten Fiberglass, and it focuses on all the fiberglass specials, race cars and sports cars that were done in the 1950s.
Yeah.
And in fact, we haven't seen your car either. It's such a pretty car. Did it survive? Did someone restore it at all? I've never seen it.
Well, I bought my first Singer 9 in 1950, and it was a new one. 1 liter, 1,097 cc's, four-cylinder with a right-hand drive, and a four-speed transmission down in San Diego. And then I moved out to Los Angeles to finish my last 2 years at the University of Southern California, where I got my Bachelor of Science degree.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, there was a Singer dealer in Hollywood, and I went and saw him, and he said, well, you like the car so much, you should sell them. So I worked at nights and the weekend.
Is that Vaughn Singer? Vaughn?
Vaughn Singer Motors, right.
Yeah, actually, I've written about Vaughn before because he's done a number of specials, and actually, I work with, who's our friend up in San Francisco? Cavale.
Cavalli?
Yeah, he's still around, and we wrote a whole long story about him. He was funny.
I raced at Pebble Beach a couple of times with my Singer 9.
Well, what happened to this car, Dick? Because it's so pretty. I can't imagine this car was destroyed.
Well, I didn't destroy my car. I banged up a fender or anything, but that's about it. I had a couple of friends of mine, Bob Arndt and Kelly Buchanan,
mm-hmm.
the Pi KA house at USC. I was selling Singers, so I got them a wreck Singer, the engine and suspension and everything,
mm-hmm.
and the total loss. And I got it for nothing, and I gave it to them. So they made a Singer special out of it. It looked like a miniature Sea Jaguar.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah.
And that's what I wrecked at Santa Barbara. Actually, it was Goleta in 1955. I got on top of a hay bale and totaled out the car and scraped my arm. I spent a couple weeks in a cottage hospital. It ended my racing career, even though I had raced at Pebble Beach several times, and I raced and was quite successful with our our 15 or 1497 cc Singer with dual carbs on it. It was substantially faster than the Singer 9.
Wow.
I won the under 1500 class at March Air Force Base. I don't know what my competition was, but I think it was all MTs.
Who made the body for your friends?
Oh, the Singer Special?
Yeah.
Yeah, some guy down in Redondo Beach made the Singer's body look like a miniature sea jaguar.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah,
It's very pretty.
Yeah, very pretty, and the car was never painted. It was just a dull black, and it didn't have a grill in it or anything. It had some structural things that came down between the clutch and the brake, and I'd have to put a Kotex on my leg because I'd bump into this thing, you know, when I'm braking and shifting and driving the car, racing it. The thing was in the way. Of course, it was a structural part of the car. You couldn't take it out.
Wow.
Yeah. I remember that. The race at Santa Barbara, the car had a lock rear end on it, which is a lot of cars now. I have my 64 Corvette that had a limited slip differential, but this was a lock rear end where both wheels turned all the time in the rear. You know, it was set up that way, but it's very difficult to drive. It gets out of control easily. Anyway, I got on top of the hay bales, and the car was upside down. And Dr. John Benton, who was an MD at the time, and my doctor was racing an MG Special, and another guy by the name of Jean-Pierre Constel. They both stopped and lifted the car off of me, and I just had pavement abrasion, particularly on my right arm. You know, we were racing then without roll bars, without protective clothing. We did have helmets and stuff, but you know, I had to do over again. I sure as hell have a roll bar and wear leathers like motorcycle drivers.
Oh yeah, and so the car actually got totaled in 1955.
Well, the car was not mine. I never owned it. It belonged to Kelly Buchanan and Bob Arndt. They were brought to the IKA house at USC. They built the. Made a special thing. They used the Singer engine, and they tilted it at 45 degrees. Mercedes had done it with their 300 SL.
Sure.
And they made a tube frame, and it looked just like a miniature sea jag. As a matter of fact, I have some pictures that I could show you that were in magazines.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I'm doing an article on it based on the CarCraft magazine article. Do you remember that one? A beautiful article.
Yeah, I saw the CarCraft. I think I have that magazine.
Do you have any pictures that we can scan? Maybe your support people there at State Farm. I talked to Susan. She's a ball to talk to. I don't know if it's Susie or Susan, but would you be able to scan the pictures?
What's the address for you?
I can just send you an email. You probably use email, don't you, Dick?
Well, yeah, my wife can send email.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell our email address is. Just a second.
Or I can give you my physical address, too, but what I need for the article are actual digital scans on a CD or sent via email.
Okay. Give me your thing that I can reach on your computer.
The letter G?
G.
Like George, but it's actually Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, okay.
Yeah. So it's G, and then the symbol at?
At for hacker?
No, the symbol at, you know, G at grhacker.com. It's part of an email convention.
Oh, GXH, right?
No, that's wrong. email addresses use the symbol at, you know, the A with a line around it?
Well, I'm not computer literate.
Yeah, probably it's just better to...
I'm too old.
No, well, I could call her, or you could have her call me when, because she'll be familiar with it, or Susan knows how to do it.
Yeah, okay, fine.
I'll
have my... what's a good time to call you?
Oh, anytime. I work out of my home office, and so it's...
Okay, fine.
And,
I can have my wife call you, and I've got all the stuff at home, and I can send you
Yeah, because what I'd like to do is a couple stories on your memories. So today I just wanted to touch base and make sure it was okay to call you and maybe
No problem. I happen to be a State Farm agent.
I happen to be a State Farm customer.
Oh, really? Well, I've been an agent, let's see now, since January 7th of 1954. So that makes, 57 years?
Wow. My, that's your old record here.
Degree is in finance and insurance from the University of Southern California.
Wow. Well, you've seen some changes. Boy, here in Florida, all those hurricanes, insurance has gone crazy here.
I'll tell you what, when I go home, I'll have my wife call you, and I can send her the stuff by some email.
Yeah, because I need to give her a little bit of instructions about how to scan them for an article.
I'll have her call you. Her name is Kathleen.
Could I get your home number, too? Would that be okay?
Yeah, sure.
I promise not to abuse it.
Yeah, it's 818.
Okay.
360-8925.
And do you think your two friends who built the car, would they be good people to talk to if they're still around?
I haven't heard from Kelly. I think he moved up to Santa Barbara. And I haven't heard from him or anything, or Bob Arndt since I wrecked the car.
Oh, here it goes. His sleek envelope body was built for Buchanan by Dick Snyder. Do you remember Dick Snyder? That name?
Dick who?
Dick Snyder. It says the body was built by Dick Snyder.
Oh, that Duke's. Yeah, I think so. Well, anyway, I'll have my wife give you a call.
Oh, that's fine. I'm just looking.
Let's see, it's 1:30 here in California.
Yeah,
I'll be home by 3:30 or 4 o'clock.
Well, let me do something. I'm online right now. Let me see. Do you know what happened to Bob Arndt?
No, I don't. Well, I don't know what happened to Bob Arndt or Kelly Buchanan.
Well, let's see if I can find them. I'm actually pretty good at searching for people. You're an easy one as an agent to find. You didn't test my skills.
I think Kelly Buchanan moved up to Santa Barbara. Jaguar or a Rolls Royce, and he used to get a lot of tickets, so he had several driver's licenses. They got him going over Sunset Boulevard one night, you know, they were doing about 75 or 80, which is a 35 zone. And the police stopped him and asked to see his driver's license, and they handed him a driver's license. He came back and signed the wrong name on it. They took him immediately to jail.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I think I found your friend Buchanan. Hold on. I'm doing a cross-reference while we're talking.
Yeah.
Let me look here. Yeah,
Buchanan, just like it sounded. I might have an actual thing, and I've got a big envelope or something or something. I might have this spelling of his name.
Let's see. I think, Kelly M. Buchanan. There we go. He's 82 years old.
He's how old?
82.
82, right.
And he lives in Santa Barbara. Now, I don't know, what I can't tell is if he's passed away or not, because this information perpetuates, you know, like a client in a State Farm system. You don't know.
Yeah, right.
But he's in...
I think he would certainly be amenable to talking to you.
Is Kelly, was Jeannie...
His car, he and Bob Arndt owned the car. I gave him the material to build it, but the whole frame and the suspension, everything was their design.
Was Jeannie his wife?
Huh?
Was he married to Jeannie M? Do you know his wife's name?
I don't know that he's married.
Okay. Still fairly.
I haven't been in touch with either Kelly or Bob Martin in years and years.
No problem. That'll be fun to put you guys together if he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. You may hear from him in just a little bit here. I'm going to try to reach out. I'll keep my fingers crossed. I've had luck with all you guys seem to have a long and productive life, which is wonderful. This is wonderful. Thank you for who will be okay to call you next week and talk to you a little more in depth about.
Sure. Anytime. I generally come to my office about at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and wait for the mail and open up the mail and I didn't return any phone calls.
Okay.
And then I generally go home. I'm home by 3:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Gotcha. Well, Kelly, there's several of these folks up there, but let's see if I can...
Kelly or Robert Arndt, A-R-N-D-T, Arndt.
Robert, let me try one more thing here. A-R-N-D-T? Is there a T on there? Or?
That's how he spelled his name.
Okay, let's try this again, because I looked at his name.
Kelly, if you talk to Kelly, he would know. He probably knows where he is.
Bob Arndt, A-R-N-T. Now, they didn't have a D there. Is that wrong?
Yeah, I think that's what it's spelled.
Could you spell it again, Dick?
A-R-N-D-T.
Got it. Okay. Now, that's... Let me try.
A is in Alpha, R is in Romeo.
Okay, good. Now I've got some more too. I may come up with one of these guys today for you. So you may, if we're lucky.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Oh, if I'm lucky, you'll be talking to one or both of them by tonight.
Good.
Okay. Keep your fingers crossed, and I look forward to your wife's name is Kathleen. Did you say her?
Kathleen, right?
Kathleen, and it's your 818-360-8925 is your home number.
Right. Uh-huh.
Okay, Dick. Thank you so much for our first call. This is wonderful.
Okay, Jeffrey. No problem.
Okay. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye bye. This is Jeff Hacker with Dick Van Lenn of the Singer Special.